T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After a very foggy start to the day, this afternoon will turn out a lot nicer, high in the middle 60s. Now, the dense fog has led to some delays at DFW Airport and at Dallas Love Field. If you have a flight today, you're urged to check with your airline. Top local stories, police from Dallas and Addison working together to find the man who killed a woman outside a Walmart last night. The update from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Police say a man and woman walked out of the Walmart at Arapahoe and Montfort in far north Dallas about 9:30 last night. They say the two walked out at the same time, but they may not have known each other. Police say the man followed the woman into the parking lot and shot her several times near the drive-through pharmacy lane. She died there, and the man ran off. Nobody else was hurt. Witnesses ducked behind cars for cover. They say the gunman was black and wearing all black clothes, but police have not made any arrests. They say the woman was not carrying any ID, so the medical examiner will have to identify her. Crime Stoppers is offering $5,000 for information that leads to an arrest and indictment. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas City Council's Public Safety Committee today learning more about the police department's efforts to reduce violent crime in the city. Last year, a staffing study of the department recommended hiring 700 additional police officers as well as civilian recruits to lessen the workload. Police Chief Renee Hall says the suggestions are good, but they'll take time to implement.
This is, as they said, a 36-month process. And so what we have to do is understand all that goes into exactly what they're asking us to do.
Chief Hall recently released a crime reduction plan calling for a 5% reduction in Dallas in violent crime this year. But that plan has been highly criticized, with many people, including the mayor, saying it isn't tough enough. A man previously arrested by Grapevine police for child sexual assault is back behind bars, this time in the federal lockup. 25-year-old Chancellor Hill was originally arrested in October for allegedly repeatedly sexually assaulting a child in a restroom at the Grapevine Rec Center.
Yesterday, officers served an arrest warrant for Chancellor Hill for the new charge of exploitation of a child. And they did that from a warrant issued by the Northern District of Texas.
Amanda McNew with Grapevine Police says there are no new victims in the case. She says the new arrest was made possible once federal authorities had enough evidence to charge him. Hill was arrested by Grapevine Police yesterday and was transferred to federal custody this morning. It turns out a Baylor University student does not have the coronavirus. The Waco, McLennan County Public Health District says test results were negative. Test samples were sent to the CDC last week. That Baylor student had traveled to China. A company that the Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce once declared a small business of the year has admitted to hiring dozens of illegal immigrants to do the work. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the company is on the hook for millions of dollars in fines.
According to an agreement filed with the Justice Department, the company Speed Fab Creed admitted it hired dozens of illegal immigrants to do work around the Metroplex. Three of the company's owners, the company chief financial officer, and the owner of another temp staffing agency have all pleaded guilty to federal charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the company not only hired undocumented workers, it took steps to hide it from Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Under the agreement, the company will have to pay the government $3 million in fines that'll be used to promote law enforcement activities related to illegal immigration enforcement. The executives will each have to pay another $69,000 in fines each, the equivalent of $3,000 per illegal immigrant they hired. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas has been a hot spot for real estate and job growth, and now two more Texas cities are expecting a spike in growth as well.
commercial real estate services company CBRE has released its list of hot markets for office jobs in 2020, and three Texas cities are in the top five. Office jobs include those in tech, professional services, and legal sectors. Coming in at number five is Orlando, Florida, with a 1.7% increase in office jobs. In fourth place, Houston, with a 1.9% predicted increase. At number three is us right here in Dallas, with a 2.1% increase in office jobs versus last year. And at number two, San Francisco, which CBRE predicts will see a 2.5% increase. In the top spot, Austin, Texas, which CBRE predicts will see a 2.6% rise in office jobs compared to last year. Experts say tech, talent, and low taxes continue to lure businesses to Texas. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports. The Mavs are on the road in Oklahoma City tonight. The Stars will host Tampa Bay at 7. Get your updates on the impeachment trial throughout the afternoon on News Radio 1080 at KRLD.com and through the Radio.com app. And please keep listening for more chances to win $1,000. We give you another code word at 14 minutes past each hour, right through the 4 p.m. hour.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the Radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.